6 months after FAMU band drum major Robert Champion died, state attorney Lawson Lamar has filed charges against fellow band members implicated in his death. Hazing that results in a death is a third-degree felony in Florida, punishable by up to 6 years in prison. An autopsy done after Champion's death showed he suffered blunt force trauma to his body that caused internal bleeding and shock. Champion sustained the injuries in a hazing ritual that took place aboard a bus parked outside an Orlando hotel following a football game. It's a ritual that state attorney Lawson Lamar condemns.
I have come to believe that hazing is a term for bullying. It's bullying with a tradition that we cannot bear in America.
13 people are facing multiple counts ranging from misdemeanors to felonies. And to those familiar with the band, like alumni Crystal Finley, the news is painful but not surprising.
Regardless of watching it or hearing about it, every time the subject comes up, it strikes a nerve because, again, it's a tragedy. It could have been avoided, but unfortunately, this is where we are now, and we just have to move forward.
The Marching 100 band was suspended shortly after Champion's death, and its band director, Dr. Julian White, placed on administrative leave. White's attorney, Chuck Hobbs, says he hopes the charges will put an end to White's legal limbo and bring a change within campus organizations.
More often than not, what I have learned over the last 20 years is that the transgressors may be suspended for a time, but eventually they are allowed back into the frat, they're allowed back into the sorority, or they're allowed back into school, and then they just hang around and the culture never ceases. So I think zero tolerance is going to have to really truly become zero tolerance.
But a resolution to the case could still be months, even years away. State Attorney Lawson Lamar says he expects the case to be difficult to try. Florida A&M University officials aren't talking to the media, but have released a statement saying they will, quote, move with all deliberate speed to initiate proceedings against those involved as appropriate and to the fullest extent lawfully possible. The Champion case spurred a closer look into the culture of a band that's known nationally and internationally. But the organization and people close to it say this isn't the kind of attention the Marching 100 usually gets. Band alumni like Javon Evans say watching the case and other hazing incidents within the organization unfold in the media has been hard.
To spread joy and music and love out there in the stands of Bragg Stadium, the Georgia Dome, the Citrus Bowl, wherever we are, is what we do, and we do it well. And to not have that anymore, yes, it hurts. Of course it hurts.
Still, Evans says he is grateful to see the legal process is working and that charges against those that contributed to Champion's death have been filed. Law enforcement officials say they aren't releasing any names of those charged until they've all been taken into custody. Wednesday evening, Tallahassee officials announced the names of two of the 13 people facing charges. They are 23-year-old Caleb Jackson and 24-year-old Ricky Wills. Both are charged with felony hazing resulting in a death. If convicted, they face a maximum of 6 years in prison under Florida's hazing laws. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.